Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Please hang on. Please. This is an official interruption of your local entertainment transmission.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I got a feeling that there could be somebody driving through town. They own, they run the American Airlines Arena in Dallas.
We're living in a world of make-believe with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
Jeff Lutz.
Yeah, Mark Cuban's listening. Mark Cuban, if you're listening, 316-869.
All right, I'll put this out there.
Are you setting yourself up for disappointment?
Okay. 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Happy to have you along. We're joined on the hotline by Manny Seferis, who played basketball at Wichita State University from 1962 through 1965, was a member of the Shockers' Final Four team in 1965 as a senior that year out of New York City. Manny, hello, welcome.
Fine. Thank you. Thank you for getting me on. All is well here. How's everything going in Wichita?
It's cold as heck, you know? That's the way it is. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to have a big reunion coming up, 60th reunion, which is really unheard of in today's world. 10 years ago, it seems like just a few moments ago, I left Bob Lutz in the Drury Hotel. We were discussing time, you know, the 50-year reunion in 10 years. And here we go with the 60th reunion. And it's all because we have a leadership in Bob Powers who's taken it upon himself to bring us back. So we thought we were going to say goodbye to everybody 10 years ago, and now we're coming back. It's amazing because this is unique in essence because I don't think this is going to happen elsewhere with the NIL and way basketball is today. You're lucky if you have one or two-year reunions because guys don't stay on teams more than 1 year and they transfer.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Yeah, but it's going to be much more difficult. And this reunion coming up on February 15th at the Drury Plaza Hotel, a handful of former Shockers are going to be back, including Manny, Dave Leach, Gerald Riemann, Tommy Newman, Melvin Reed, Bob Powers, the widow of Ron Heller, who was a coach on that team, and then Gloria Stallworth, the widow of the great Dave Stallworth, will also be in attendance. I got to ask you, Manny, you had a ringside seat for a lot of this. You were a backup guard for the Shockers during your time here. Some of the greatest Shockers of all time played in this era. What stood out to you about Dave Stallworth?
Oh, on and off the court, he was one of a kind. He was an All-American. He was an alternate on the Olympic team back then. But the beauty of Dave was off the court, he was very energetic. Very comforting. He told me, Manny, hang in there. You'll get some playing time. Not only that, when he played for the New York Knickerbockers in New York, I lived in New York after I got out of college. He would always get me seats to go to Madison Square Garden to see him play. I didn't want to impose on him. And be honest with you, when he had that slight heart attack, I visited him in the hospital. And the first thing when I went up there, he was asking me about me rather than me asking him about him. That's the kind of person he was. He cared for people a lot off the court. And a lot of people knew about his greatness on the court, but they didn't know what kind of man he was off the court. And to this day, I'll never forget the wonderful things he did for me and my family in New York and even in Wichita out there.
You know, Wichita State for a little while had a decent little pipeline going from New York to Wichita State. So how did that happen for you? What drew your attention to Wichita State? What brought you here, and what were your initial impressions of Wichita?
Well, what brought me there was Ralph Miller. I had heard about him. I had graduated George Washington High School and looking for a school to play ball, and he was very comforting in my conversation with him. And he said, come on out here, because, you know, I was a walk-on. Come out here and let's see what can be done. And apparently, you know, my freshman, we played freshman ball then, but I impressed him a little. Then in sophomore year, I asked him if I could come back, and he said, yeah, come on back. And I made the team. I was so excited. Called my parents and saying, I made this team, Missouri Valley. You know, the Missouri Valley was the conference to beat. You know, it was like the ACC is now, Missouri Valley with Cincinnati Bradley and all that. And from then on, you know, junior year, we were supposed to go to the Final Four in the junior year. I remember we played Kansas State at our place in the regional finals. And Dave had a great game, but unfortunately, K-State, you know, upended us in a surprise win for them, and we didn't go to Kansas City. That's where the Final Four was. And then in our senior year, we lost Dave. We lost Nate. Dave's eligibility was up, and Nate had flunked out. And we only had five guys. We had nobody over 6'5", and all five starters were from the metropolitan area in Kansas. And it was great. And the thing I remember most is when we were in the regionals then, you know, you won your conference. We won the conference then. And we went up to Manhattan, Kansas, and played at the Ahern Fieldhouse then. I don't think it's in existence anymore. We played SMU the first game. We beat them. But the second game, we were heavily underdogs, I think, by 12 or 13 points. But we were playing Oklahoma State, coached by the inevitable Hank Iba. And Hank Iba was something. And in that game, Gary Thompson was our coach at that time. I think Gary played maybe five or six players. We beat Oklahoma State at their own game. I think we beat them by 12. We were underdogs by 12. Sending us to the Final Four, which was, I mean, we celebrated the whole night. It was a moment in time in my life that I'll never forget. When that horn went off and we won and we went in the locker room, it was just phenomenal. Just a moment in time in your life that you never forget. And then we had a motorcycle escort back into Wichita when we took the bus back. We had a lot of people waiting for us at the field house, and it was great, preparing to go to Portland, Oregon. Things that you never forget, you know. It was just great.
It was an unbelievable time. I was 10 years old and watched that on some kind of pay-per-view thing, and just incredible. Right. Amani Seferis is our guest from formerly Wichita State basketball. They'll be celebrating their Final Four 60th year coming up on February 15th at the Drury Plaza Hotel. So just to talk to you a little bit more about the personnel on the team, you mentioned the guys that were left to start after the departure of Dave Stallworth and Nate Bowman. And you mentioned the five from the Wichita area. Let's go ahead and talk about those guys. John Chris from Wichita Southeast, Vernon Smith of Newton, Jamie Thompson of Wichita East, Kelly Pete also of Wichita East, and Dave Leach of McPherson. That couldn't happen in today's world either, that five local guys basically take a team to a Final Four.
Exactly. And we didn't have size then either, but we had smart. We had Gary Thompson was a great coach, play good control ball, then turn the ball over. And even when we lost Dave and Nate at mid-year, we continued to win with those five guys. It was incredible, I got to tell you. And the one thing about all five of them, I mean, Dave was a corner shooter. He never missed. Kelly Peake was a rebounder. He was a shooter. John Chris, of course, out of Southeast High School, was excellent. And Vernon Smith, who was a transfer from Oklahoma State, Ralph had brought him in, was just excellent. Smart on the boards, a good shooter, very good court sense. And Jamie Thompson out of East High School. How could you not mention Jamie Thompson was excellent? He was a sophomore then, played like a senior. He was our top scorer in Portland, Oregon, when we went to play UCLA and then Princeton in the consolation game. And all five, you know, nobody over 6'5". We had guys on the bench. Jerry Davis was 6'10". We had Mel Reed. But they were replacements. But the five usually played there. It was you'll never have that in today's world because the game has changed. They're playing more above the rim than below the rim. And that'll never happen again. It's a moment of time. By the way, just to mention some experience I had, in our final game against Drake at the Fieldhouse, Gary Thompson announced that he was going to start the five seniors. And I was one of the seniors. One of them was Dave Leach. The other was Vern Smith. The other was Larry Nosage. And the other, I believe, was Jerry Raymond. And when Gary announced that in the locker room, I almost passed out. I said, I'm starting. And John came over and Kelly came over and said, hey, listen, relax. You're going to take our place out there. Really? So I'm going on the court. It's a moment of time. I'll never forget starting against Drake University. We played maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Gary left us in there. We won that game. And that's a moment in time that Gary Thompson started five seniors in that game, which was incredible. A moment of time I'll never forget. It's just that's what Wichita was all about then, and it still is.
No doubt. So I got to ask you, and I may have asked you before, but maybe the most asked question about Wichita State basketball, certainly from that era. Had the Shockers had Nate Bowman and Dave Stallworth for the full 1963-64 season, 64-65, would they have won the national championship? You think he would have beaten UCLA and had the firepower to beat teams like Princeton?
To be honest with you, I think we would have. I think we would have. Now, we played UCLA in the semifinal game at Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon, okay? They had Goodridge, they had Erickson, they had a lot of guys. And they played that 1-2-1-1 full court press. Okay, we didn't have the size to go up against them. We didn't have an All American where Dave could break up that press and stuff like that. So we didn't have the rebounding of Nate Bowman. Had we had those two guys, and we had them the previous year when we could have went to the Final Four, my feeling is, and you can ask any of the members that were on that team that year, I think we had a good shot to beat UCLA. I'm sure we would have beat Princeton. But, you know, Princeton was there. Bill Bradley scored 58 points that time in the consolation round. But in the game that we played against UCLA in that semifinal, we went down early. They pressed us. They out-rebounded us. Goodridge was hitting from the all corners. And you had John Wood coaching him. We didn't have those two All-Americans. My feeling is that we had a good chance to at least stay with them. And probably, if the game was close at the end, probably take them out. Probably would have beat them. Yeah.
We're never going to know. That would have been a 36-point loss.
No, definitely not. And we also lost big to Princeton. But it was a consolation game and that, and it was all good. But we wouldn't have lost by 36. Definitely. I think it would have been an exciting game. You know, that was Princeton. That was UCLA's start with John Wooden the year before, and he had guys like Erickson and Goodridge, and I think Freddie Goss was on that team too. Keith Erickson, I mean, you know, another rebounder. They played smart, but if we had those two, it would have been a different story. No question. No, I want the audience to know that we could have won the NCAA championship.
And when people talk about the greatest players in college basketball, when people talk about the greatest players in college basketball history, they don't often bring up Gail Goodrich. But for my money, he should be in that conversation. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not only was he a shooter in the corner, he could go on the dribble, smart, everything. Gail Goodrich went on to the Lakers. I mean, this guy was the beginning. I mean, I don't know if he was a senior then. I think he might have been a senior or junior. I believe he was a junior. Erickson was on that team, too. But that UCLA team, that was a second year. Wooden was going. I think they lost in 66 to... They didn't make the Final Four then. I think it was Kentucky and Texas Western, El Paso, and Ryder was playing. But UCLA, John Wooden was just the beginning of a lot of things going on. But things that we'll never forget, that we had the opportunity. But you know something? We had a big opportunity the year before when we were at home hosting the regional final against K-State when they had Willie Morrell. Jeff Simon, you might remember those names. You may not.
I was at the game, Manny, and it about killed me. So yeah, let's not talk about that, okay?
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm sorry to bring that up. That was a big disappointment. And Ralph Miller's coach, man, before he left for Iowa, I believe. Yeah.
Well, Manny, it's been a great pleasure to catch up with you. We look forward to seeing you in less than a month now for the reunion of the 60-year Shocker Final Four team from 1965 at the Drury Plaza Hotel. Manny, thank you. Have safe travels when you come to Wichita, okay?
Thanks. I'll probably dress up warm, correct?
You probably should, yes. It's not Florida.
Thank you so much.
Manny Seferis from... Shocker basketball, fun to talk to him. Great memories.
That was good stuff.
Yeah. It's just such an impactful part of my life. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and Jeff will have a game for us on a Tuesday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Ain't got no trouble in my life. No, Kiki Dee did have a big hit with Elton John, but she had this solo. I Got the Music in Me from Kiki Dee.
Kiki Dee.
One and only.
Don't go breaking my heart.
The musical theme. Congratulations to the Ohio State Buckeyes. They are your 2024 college football national champions. And they helped Jason Duda, certainly helped Jason Duda avoid what could have been a difficult one, because other than losing his bonus game, he only lost one other game.
Crazy.
And so he comes up with 22 points, and I only gained 5 points on him, and I got my bonus game for 10 and only gained 5.
Huh.
That's not good.
Wow. You riveting.
You missed both last night as well.
I said over.
Oh, yeah, you did. Good for you.
Come on, man.
So you came up with 28 points. You won the week.
Of course I did.
Don't act like you're some...
Of course I did.
Like you're some guy. Max, it is...
Time to play the game.
It is time to play the game here on KFH, the Bob and Jeff Show. What's the game?
Just going to give you the celebrity. You're going to tell me how old they are if you get it.
What was that game you talked about in hour number
one? That. We'll do that next segment. About
what was it?
Telling you the name of the midseason tournament. You tell me where it is. But right now we're going to do the celebrity age game, which we bring back every quarter or so, maybe every 6 months, maybe once a year.
You keeping track of the score?
Yeah, if you get it on the nose, and it's between you and Max, if you get it on the nose, you get 2 points. If you don't get it, the other person says higher or lower, and if they get it right, 1 point.
I'll go first.
If they don't, they don't. The other person gets a point. All right, you go first. Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
The host of Jeopardy.
47.
Max, higher or lower than 47 years old?
I think it's lower.
He is 50.
He looks young.
And that would be a point for Bob.
All right.
Yeah.
Love this game.
Max, joy.
Did I get something for being within 3 years?
No. It's just straight up higher or lower. Max, Joy Behar. Of The View.
Yes.
Fame.
I'd say she's 61.
Much higher.
Yeah. She's 82.
Get out of here.
She's been on The View for 61 years. Good God, Max.
Kind of feels that way, doesn't it? Tobey Maguire for Bob.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
I met him
46.
Once.
46.
Max, higher or lower than 46?
I think he's a little higher.
He is a little higher. Somehow he's 49.
Wow.
I thought
I'm right in the ballpark on all of these.
I thought that one would trip you up a little bit, because who would think Tobey Maguire with that baby face would be 49 years old?
He's been around forever.
He's been around for a while. Max, Selma Hayek.
53.
A little higher,
58. It's 3-1.
I'm so good at this game. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Angela Bassett.
Ooh, that's tough. That one is hard.
Could be.
60.
Max, higher or lower?
Higher.
Yeah, she's 66.
Dang it.
3-2. Back to Max for this one. Jack Black.
I'd say he's 55.
That is correct for 2 points.
What?
He is 55 years old, and Max has taken a 4-3 lead.
Well, that's a travesty.
I don't know what to tell you. Rihanna.
That's a tough one. 40.
Max, higher or lower?
Lower.
That's correct. 36 years old.
What?
And she's a youngster.
Rihanna, 36. Youngster. Who's up here? Max? Natalie Portman.
Ooh, she started young in that Star Wars thing. 47.
Younger.
That is correct. She is 43. Bob, Neve Campbell.
Neve Campbell's been around forever. Of course, she was young.
Wild things.
I'll say 45.
Max, higher or lower than 45?
Slightly higher.
Yeah, she's 51 years
what?
Old.
What? I don't believe it.
I don't either. That's crazy, isn't it? Max, Barry Manilow.
82.
Higher or lower than 82?
That's close. He's a little older than 80.
He's a little younger. He's 81. It is 7-4, Max.
This plastic surgery that fooled you, Bob.
Weird Al Yankovic.
64.
Max higher or lower than 64?
Slightly lower.
Slightly higher. He's 65 years old.
I get all these right on. And I'm losing?
Doesn't
make any sense.
Because Max got one literally right on. Max, Timothy Chalamet.
I wish I knew who that was.
Willy Wonka, he's Bob Dylan in the movie.
Oh, God.
It's out now?
Yeah. I saw that trailer. I want to see that movie. I'd say he's 28.
Higher or lower?
He's older than 28.
He's barely older than 28. He's 29.
Well, that's what I say.
Well, you acted like he's 53.
No, I said he's older than 28.
Bob, Katie Seagal.
Peg Bundy.
Peg Bundy.
71.
Correct.
Wow.
Wow, she's 70? Oh, my God.
Max.
What's the score now?
8-7. You lead.
Wait, I only took a one-point lead?
Yeah, you were down one. Now you're up one. Max, her Married with Children co-star, Ed O'Neill.
Al. 73.
Older.
Yep, 78.
No, Al can't be 78.
I am killing this Al. Now.
Bob.
How many more we got?
I don't know, 7 or 8, 9, 10 maybe. Sophia Loren.
Well, that's just unbelievable. I mean, she was a star when I was a kid. 86.
Higher or lower, Max?
Higher.
She's 90.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness gracious is correct. Who's up?
Max is.
Max. Eminem.
I'd say he's, let's see, when did he come out? I don't know, 48.
He's older.
52. Bob's starting to run away with this a little bit.
What's our score?
10-8.
That's all?
Yeah, I thought it was 10-7, but it's
I've got to have more. I don't think you keep score well.
I do, and this is the score. It's 10-8. Bob, Danny DeVito.
Ooh, that's a tough one. 77.
Max, higher or lower?
Higher.
He's 80.
Dang it. Max could be looking all this up.
I'm not.
10-9.
Yeah.
He's not. Max, Mariska Hargitay.
Oh, Jane Mansfield's kid. 64.
Ooh, that's close. She's a little younger.
Yep, she's 60. Bob, Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper. We go back to the 80s with Cyndi Lauper. When she was in her early 20s. She's probably in the 65 range.
Max, higher or lower than 65?
I think she's a little higher.
Yeah, she's 71.
What?
11-10.
I've given up on the score. You don't keep an accurate score.
That's the score, man. You can go back and listen to it if you want. Elliot Gould.
That's Max's.
Max, Elliot Gould.
Is he still alive?
That's what I was going to say.
I don't think he's alive.
Is he not?
No, I'm pretty sure he passed away.
No, I think he is alive. I do think he is alive.
I mean, the thing that I looked up today said he was alive.
I would say Elliot Gould.
Yeah, he's alive.
Really? 88.
Higher or lower?
88. That's close. I'll go a couple years younger.
Yeah, that's literally correct. He is a couple years younger at 86. You lead 12-10. We'll do one more. Dan Rather.
Hmm. 92.
Max, higher or lower than 92?
I think he's a little lower.
He's 93.
Really? Jeez,
Yeah.
You know you're old, Bob, when he's... God.
There's not many left. Pink!
Pink.
Well, haven't I won this thing?
Yeah, I think you've won it, but we'll finish this.
Pink must be 41.
Higher or lower?
Pink, 41. That's pretty close. I'll say she's slightly older.
She is. She's 45. It's 14 to 10. It's probably over. Last round. Bob, Brigitte Bardot.
Got to come and see me every night, said Elton John.
I love Brigitte Bardot back in the day. She's still alive?
Yep.
Well, she's in that Sophia Loren category. They're probably right about the same age.
Probably.
I'll say Brigitte Bardot. Can we just call her Brigitte Bardot?
I don't know. Is that her name?
I'll say she's a year younger, 89.
Max, higher or lower?
Higher.
Yeah, she's also 90. They're both 90.
Well, what did I just say?
89.
But what did I just say before that? She's right in that same area.
Yeah, well, you should have said that. And Max, finally, Roseanne Barr.
Um, 62.
Higher.
Yeah, she's 72.
Really?
That's your ball game, 15 to 11.
Bob knows his
Bob
star's
win.
Age.
Congratulations.
I killed that game.
You did well. You did fine. Max did pretty well.
Max did okay.
You did pretty well.
You did fine.
You did pretty well.
I won.
You All did right. win.
All right, what do you have? What are you going to ask me here?
I'm going to give you the boys midseason
None
tournament.
Of the girls?
Not right now. Next week maybe. When they're in full force. You're going to tell me, I'm going to give you the name of the tournament. You're going to tell me who hosts it.
All right, I look forward to it.
The 54 Classic.
That's a new one. I'm not aware.
Is it?
Buckland.
No, it's Cunningham.
Well, Buckland's hosted it in the past.
I'm sure they have. How about the Bill Hansen Invitational?
That's a new one, too.
It is?
Yeah.
Who the heck is Bill Hansen?
I don't know. Osawatomie.
Pittsburgh.
Bill Hansen?
Yeah. The Roadrunner Classic.
That's Anthony Harper Chaparral.
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't know who Bill Hansen is.
Surely he's a guy from the 60s. I mean, it's not like Bill Hansen just showed up in 2009 and said, hey, do you mind if we name it the tournament after you? I know you're 26, but we see this going a while. I don't think that's something that happened at all.
He died in 2017. He was a coach.
Presumably in Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh. Let's see here.
Coach.
He went to high school in California, graduated from Ottawa University, got his master's at Pittsburgh State, and coached at Montezuma, where he started boys basketball.
South Gray.
And then he came to Pittsburgh.
Impressive. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
He coached girls and boys basketball at Pittsburgh Community Middle School after he returned. Listen, Bill, you did a fine job. I don't know you. Next.
Just figured that would have been something that was bumped around in the newsroom at some point.
I wasn't there. Next.
How about the Eli J. Walter Invitational?
The Eli J. Walter.
You're supposed to know these guys. These are legends around our state. These are guys that put in the time, started basketball at communities that we revere. And Eli J. Walter was certainly one of those people.
It's hosted by Berean Academy.
Out in Elbing, Kansas.
I have no idea who Eli J. Walter is.
I wonder if our friend Dwayne Fraser is listening.
No, he doesn't know.
He knows the Eli J. Walter Invitational. He's probably
Walter died in 2018. He was 96 years old.
Yeah, I'm saying.
He was born in Hitchcock, South Dakota. Second oldest of 10 children out in Hitchcock. Let's see here. Doesn't say much about what he did. He was a founding teacher at Sunshine Bible Academy in Miller, South Dakota. Taught.
Are you sure this is the same guy?
At Berean Academy for 25 years, but was not a coach.
Okay, well, that makes sense. But still, hey, who's covering the Eli? Who's covering the Walter?
All right, next.
What about the Four-State Classic?
The Four-State Classic is down in the southeastern part of the state.
Yeah, that's right.
That's hosted by, gosh, what is the name of that town down there?
It's alliterative, the Four-State Classic.
Yeah, the Four-State Classic hosted by, give me the first name of the town.
I just did. It's alliterative, F.
What is the name of that? Fort Scott.
Frontenac.
Frontenac, down there in the southeastern part of our state.
The War on 54. Really?
What?
The War on 54.
The War on 54.
I'll give you some of the teams that are in this tournament.
All right.
Humboldt plays St. Paul.
All right.
Colony Crest plays the host of the tournament. Marmerton Valley plays Yates.
That's got to be Center. That's got to be Eureka.
And Anderson County plays
Fort Scott.
Cherryvale. It's Iola.
Iola.
You're right. You're right in. What about this one? The Ken Holt Memorial Classic. You're also again in the right part of the state. If you want any information on our boy Kenny Holt, who was a legend in this southeast Kansas community.
The Kenny Holt Memorial Classic is in Uniontown.
Yes.
Kenny Holt. Good job, Kenny.
What'd he do?
Can't find anything.
Wonder what he did.
He's got a tournament named after him, which is more than I have. So I don't know who Kenny Holt is.
Well, let's find out. I'm going to also kind of try to look it up.
Just go to the next tournament.
Well, this one's easy. Everyone knows Kenneth Holt. He was only 67 when he passed away, so we're very sorry to hear that. Born in Pensacola. Graduated from Uniontown in the class of 1970.
Well, a nice guy.
Doesn't appear
he
that
loved
he...
loved coaching basketball, was the assistant coach, became the head coach of the girls' team in 2000 until 2013. Kenny
came
Holt.
Back for another stint.
Kenny Holt did a nice job over there. Next.
The Ralph Miller Classic.
Chanute, next.
Yeah, I got to go back. I lost my page when I was looking up Kenny. We know the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, Dodge City.
We know the Adolph Rupp Classic.
Halstead.
I mean, those are easy. All these have
go
their...
Go for it.
The Tony Dubray Classic. This is not in Kansas.
Then why would I know that?
It's in Liberal, Missouri.
Why would I know that?
The January Jam?
Oh, where is that thing? Emporia.
No, that's in Valley Center.
They call it the January Jam?
Yes. Well, I wonder why they didn't ask me to host the dunk contest. Who's doing that if not us?
I didn't get asked this year.
Do you know who does the Orange and Black Classic?
Yeah, that's Colby.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty much it.
That's it?
What about the Trojan Classic?
Oh, gosh. I'll know it when you say it. What is it? Give me the teams in it.
Holcomb, Moundridge, Clay Center, Eureka, Riley County,
that's
Heston,
Moundridge.
And Remington. No, I wouldn't have said it if they...
What is it?
Hillsboro.
Oh, yeah. It's a good tournament.
Yeah, it's all right.
No, that's a pretty good tournament.
There's Kenny Holt again with the girls.
I wouldn't mind getting up for that tournament. I'd love to go out to Dodge City.
Where do you think?
If it's Heights and Derby on Saturday night, is there any chance I'll head out?
No. But it would be fun.
You're right. There's no chance because I've got a passion project speaker, Jeff Herndon from KSN.
I've never heard of him.
How do they feel about that over at KWC8?
Hasn't come up, believe it or not.
I'm shocked.
Why?
I just figured that, it, you know, you get that kind of a gig.
How come you haven't asked Ross Jansen or Michael Schwenke? Do they not have passion?
I know Jeff better. I know Jeff. I don't know Michael Schwenke.
Wonderful, wonderful human.
Well, I'm sure he's a great guy. But I don't know him, so I went with the guy I know.
Okay, well, haven't there been people that you've asked to speak who you don't know?
Sure there have.
All right.
And when I get a meteorologist, I'll look at Ross.
Ross, oh, he loves weather.
But I'll look at Lisa Teachman as well.
Well, you should look at all of our Storm Team 12 meteorologists.
Sure I will.
You should look into them. You should look at Jake Dunn. You should look at...
Well, Jake Dunn's got a great story. Let's see, he's out there running 900 marathons.
Yeah, exactly. Nearly died on set.
Huh?
Nearly died on set.
He did?
Like last year.
What happened?
I don't know. He had like a mini stroke.
Does he want that out there?
I'm thinking of somebody else.
My God, you've just told us that one of your employees, your fellow employees, nearly died on screen, and you got
it wrong. Not on screen.
You just said that.
No, he was on set. It wasn't on air.
Was it him?
Yeah. Yes. But I'm saying if it wasn't him, if I wasn't supposed to have said that, then it wasn't him.
What in the world are you doing?
I mean, but he told us. I mean, Jake Dunn's a wonderful guy. I'm sure he'd be very
you
open.
Hope he is.
I'd be very open to talking about it if I were him.
We've had him on the show, haven't
we? Yes, I'm sure we'll have him
in Duda.
Yes. I'm going to be working on my Joe Auer piece.
I was hoping to have Thursday off, but apparently that can't happen.
Well, you can have a day off next week.
I'm going to take more than a day at some point.
Well, then I will too.
Well, we got to find people who can step in.
I understand. We actually recorded from, 5 to 7, which we do. Other people would be able to jump in also.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how bright you are.
What?
I really don't.
I'm not running facts.
I just don't think you either. You don't think things through, or just your brain. Your brain doesn't work right.
I'm not this guy who avoids topics.
You're just not bright.
Just not that guy.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You're making my point for me.
Because I am open and talk about things?
Because you don't think.
No, I thought.
All I want is people who think.
I thought.
I just admire.
And I'm not afraid.
I admire people who think.
I think and I jump in.
Right.
That's what I do.
Oh, God. You're such a macho man.
Thank you. I'm not trying to be macho. I'm just telling you.
I think and I jump in.
Well, I do.
I jump in.
You don't.
I do.
You're this timid guy who's a little afraid.
I jump in.
And that's okay.
I'll jump.
Not everyone has my personality.
Get out of here, would you?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
Good. We'll see you tomorrow. Yours truly, Jason Duda, on a Wednesday. Thanks for listening.